The Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
Welcome to Desert Island Discs. My name is Flavia Tumsima Kabura, and this Sunday I host a namesake. She's the first Ugandan golfer to win the Kenya Ladies Open. She turned professional in 2016 and, well, by 2019 was a five-time winner of the Ugandan Ladies Open. She takes time to also train and coach anyone who'd be interested in the game of golf. Flavia Namakula. Welcome to Desert Island Discs. You are a pro golfer.
Yes.
What are the levels before you get to pro golfer?
That is amateur, from amateur ranks, then professional ranks.
So just the two.
Yeah.
Those who play for leisure don't aim for anything.
Just trophies, prizes, and when you.
Oh, if I play for leisure, I still get trophies.
Yeah. Still got trophies.
That's not bad. Yeah. For a long time since I've known you, you've always tried to convince me to get into the sport.
Yeah.
And I always say, this is not a sport anyone just gets into, but you seem very like, no, come on, you will enjoy it. You will love it. What about golf do you enjoy?
I think just because I've been a sportswoman all along, my entire life, joining golf, it didn't take me long to learn.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it needs, if you have that background
of sport.
Not been in sports, it's all about what someone likes, what you prefer most.
I think I've only been able to do tennis and basketball my entire life. That's it.
But
that's as far
easier,
as sport.
It's easier for you to play golf.
Really?
Yeah.
Because tennis is a bit more focus-induced and it's not that many players, which just like golf.
Yeah.
So welcome. I'd like to start your story from anywhere in your childhood. Anywhere. Take us there.
Well, childhood is still something that really comes in my mind all the time. And I get to think about, every time I think about it, I get emotional about it. And it's got to do with my mother. And because she has been a single parent.
Mom,
We've been just the two of us. I'm the elder and my young sister.
Okay.
But I get to think and I'm like, how did she make it? It was not easy.
When I was growing up and I used to say I'm raised by a single mom, they used to ask me by choice or by chance. And I never used to understand that. And they're like, you know, there are dads who disappear.
Yeah.
But they're alive. And then there are those who lose their fathers by death. So I said, okay, that makes a difference. Yeah. Dad wasn't there?
No, he was not there.
Yeah.
I remember that was sent by Kudembe, O-level, 2002. Mm. There are times when my mom could send me to go and get school fees from my dad, and I was like, no. I mean, I would go.
Yeah, because O-level, you're a teenager.
Yeah. Mm. Then, but she would give me transport to bring me back. Because I didn't expect to get anything from there.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how
she would prepare you to go and also come back in case you didn't get anything.
Yeah. But she was a strong lady.
Mm.
Yeah. It touches me. I mean,
yes. But that means you knew where Dad was. You knew what he looked like. He just wasn't involved in your lives. But a teenager
true.
being sent for fees, I'm sure you didn't want to do it. You didn't want to go.
I didn't want. She's been a strong lady.
Yeah.
I mean, raising us and all that. And I think that has made me who I am today. I'm very strong. Nothing moves me just like that.
Yeah.
And then golf being a sport that requires you to be patient. It has also taught me that so many things I've learned along the way ever since I started playing golf. Childhood, I would say, all ever I was at St. Bali Kudem in Talamalia. And all the schools I've gone to, I've been in sports. I've been a sports prefect. All the schools.
Did you get sports bursaries, as we used to call them, scholarships?
No.
Okay.
Didn't, yeah.
Yeah. So mom had really to, well, you had to find a way to pay. Yeah. Was mom doing anything for survival?
Yeah, my mom is a nurse.
Oh, okay.
She's a nurse, so she had her clinic. So we stayed in so many places. I mean, she would move from this place, go to another place, renting and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's been a challenging but very interesting with so much love from her.
Yeah.
Tough ladies, strong, but yeah.
They keep the love there.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, you know, when my dad passed and I was raised by mom, to a point where we became friends.
Yeah.
Because I'm an only child, unlike you who has a sister.
Yeah.
And you start having certain conversations as friends now.
especially I think being girls, you know, our mothers maybe feel differently close to us. Yeah. And you start, they start to bring you in their struggles. By bringing you in, I mean they start to show you, because my mom would show me, it's hard to get this, but I'm trying. Yeah. So that when you don't get it, you know.
You don't feel bad.
Did that happen for you as well? Did you create that bond with mommy?
It did, very much, yeah. But she would try to say that we got everything, mostly like Christmas. Mm. She would buy new clothes for us. We didn't miss anything.
Bambi, she did well.
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
She is. I stay with her, actually.
Good. You pamper her. Yeah. And I don't know if there's any song that you would like to share, maybe from your childhood, or any song that makes sense to you right now. Want to hear your first song choice?
That's going to be Brag About God.
Okay. Brag About God. Yeah. All my guests somehow put God in their stories, so this is not new.
Can we brag about to God, or can we do it for the rest of the day today? When I start to talk about God, you will need to know the man I speak so high. That man can change your life from zero to hero in no time. He can take you from the grass to your grace in no time. He's a man of his word, oh, as faithful as he says, oh, you will not see him changing, no. At your weakest, he is strong, oh. When you're blinded, he still sees, oh, you will not see him changing. So can we brag about to God, oh? Can we do it for the rest of the day today? God, we love and love and love you. We love you.
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs. I have pro golfer Flavia Namakula here. And the first part was really talking about the childhood. She's raised by a single mom. It's just you and your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. Mm. And, you know, mom did her best to make sure that you got a good life. What was good at that point? And you're telling me all over you went to St. Bali Kudembe. And for A-level, where were you?
Below parents.
Okay.
It's a Muslim school.
Did you like school? I know you said I was very sporty.
I did. I enjoyed school so much.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed every bit of it. Sports and all that. Yeah, it was quite
what sport were you playing?
Then I was playing netball, I was playing volleyball, I was playing handball. Yeah.
Wow. Not one thing.
Not one thing.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if it's something, I don't know if I was a sporty child. I really wasn't. Mm. But I think at some point one day I saw people playing tennis and I just I think being a loner and there were just two people on court, I was like, this I can do. This thing of where you're 12 people or 6 people, I can't do. And that's how I got into sport. But there's something about people like you who are athletes at heart. Are you just gravitating towards sport? Is it something you've seen around you that makes you go there? What made you gravitate towards sport as an ally?
I don't remember really, but it just got me. I mean, but I was very good at netball, and then at times I remember this particular, we had the whatever the inter-houses
competitions.
That was below parents. Mm. And I remember being a sports prefect in my house. So we had cross-country.
Mm.
We're like, we have the sports prefect. She's in our house, so at least we are going to win.
Yes.
So I was like, So we went out of the gate running.
Mm.
Trust me, I think like 2 kilometers, I came back on a track. A full sports prefect.
Oh my god! You say I was a great leader, not an actual.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was it. I mean, it's been interesting. Yeah.
You say you enjoyed school. Yeah. You know, some people always say they know they were gravitating towards arts, other sciences. Mm. Which side were you?
Arts.
Arts. Yeah. Mm. So when
I think I couldn't mix the two sports and sciences.
You're like a medical doctor who's also a netballer. Mm-mm. I'll do arts.
Yeah.
So you were the child who liked literature.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, geography, you know, that sort
very,
of.
Yeah, very good, yeah.
Uh-huh. You and we're not just namesakes. Now yeah. I see where we gravitated towards. After high school, what did life become?
Yeah, after high school, I joined university, Makerere University. That was 2006.
Mm.
So in my first year, I remember there's my auntie, she passed on. She was working in Namire, is it Namirembe Road? Called Namirembe Road. Yeah. She had a shop there, internet cafe.
Ah, yes.
So my mom, by that time, she was living in Gomba, Kanoni. Mm. That's where she was. She had come to visit us.
Mm. Then you were staying with?
I was staying with my auntie.
Okay.
Yeah. So she came to visit us and she took me for lunch.
Mm.
That was at a restaurant in the New Park.
Mm.
Yeah. So we were having lunch there, then my coach, the one who was coaching me netball, Madame Kabuye, we used to call her Coach Kabuye. Yeah. So she phoned us in a restaurant and we met and we're like, Flavia, how are you doing? What's going on? What are you on? Do you have any club you're playing for netball? I told her no. Then she was like, do you
out of school out, club?
Yeah, out there. Yeah. Then she was like, do you mind joining the army and you play sports for the army?
Mm. And this is you in like S6 work.
I had started university.
Oh, you had actually started first year. And what were you studying?
IT.
Mm.
Yeah.
And here you are being told the army is an interesting place to.
Uh-huh. Ah. So she told me, do you mind joining the army and you play netball for the army? I thought about it. I looked at my mom. My mom was like, she looked at me and she was like, okay, it's your decision.
Yeah, of course.
So I said, one thing I told her, as long as I'm not going to hold a gun,
okay,
then it's okay. I can join.
The sports side of things I can do. The army part.
The army part, I'm not sure. So she told me, no, it's okay. You're going to just do, it was 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Basic training.
Training, yeah.
Yeah, just to know how to salute and how to respect the
so basically you had to be part of the army to be part of the team.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So I told her it's okay. Can join.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you joined?
And I joined.
Was the training as basic as they made it sound? Okay.
It was basic. It was basic. Interesting. I mean, my journey started from there. And interestingly, when I joined to play netball, volleyball and handball for the army.
Okay.
But just because I joined in 2006, March, but in May, the same year, General Kureta wanted soldiers to start playing golf. Wanted 8 of them.
To play golf.
And I say I was lucky to be among the 8 that were selected because he wanted 8. Players.
Did you choose to be part of the 8 or
my name came out on the list.
So if they hadn't put you on the list, there was no interest?
No. I wouldn't have probably known about it.
Yes.
Because it's a sport that I had not even heard about it.
Yeah, because so I mean you can hear where you were in netball, handball, you know, volleyball, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So Yeah, we came to, that was 2006, May, we came to Uganda Golf Club. Mm-hmm. They introduced us to the pro then, that was Dewa Kope, the one who was going to train us. Yeah, and that's how my journey started of golf since then.
Because for me, when you say you played netball for the army, I'm like, okay, so what happens the rest of the day? Is it just training? Because the army, of course, has a misconception of the toughness and the hard life and a brutal life. So now I'm just imagining what that was like, life, you know, playing with the army. Or are we misconstruing what the army really is?
I think you do, because we have different departments. Sports is one of them. Mm-hmm. And joining to play netball for the army, I actually didn't even play netball. I didn't get a chance to play netball for them.
Why?
Because I joined in March. Then in May, I joined the golf team now. So I gave up on all the other. I gave up on netball.
Oh, and you focused
and
on
I
one.
I focused on one.
Right.
Because golf requires really time. And then I was doing golf and I was going to school as well.
Yes. So, yeah. You were still combining the university degree.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you get to golf. It's a sport you've not thought about.
Yeah.
But here you are, your name is on the list, you've got to go, and you get there. When does the love kick in?
It just clicked.
I'm wow.
Because I was a sportswoman. I've been a sportswoman, so it didn't take me long.
Yeah. I don't know if all sports, I know there's a discipline, general discipline in all sports that you need to have, but each sport also then carves out its own specific disciplines. What's so different about golf, for example, than any other sport?
I would say, if I say commitment, every sport you need to be committed.
Kind of needs, commitment.
Golf requires you to be patient. Really, really patient. It requires time. It's not a sport you'd say, football, I can come and score and do it.
Yeah.
But golf, it's different. Every day is different. You can't say that I've mastered the game, no.
No?
You can't. It's a sport that requires you to be practicing every day. You have to practice every day. You have to be in the gym. You have to. It's too much, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a sport that brings out someone's character. I mean, when you're playing with people, you're drawn with, let's say, four people to play with. Mm-hmm. You've got to that character. That you've got to be disciplined. Mm. You know, golf is a game that brings out. It will show who you are really in life.
Yeah.
What kind of person you are. So I would say it's quite different from other sports.
Right. At this point, I want to hear your second song choice. What are we picking?
I love this song so much. Teddy Yariatsobira by Silver Chocolate. I think
meaningful.
Because of what I've gone, the steps that I've gone, the challenges,
It makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Teddy Yaria.
At Sovida.
By Silver Chagulani.
Bange mukama onyimusiza ochusiza obulamu bwange ontusiza wenali sisubira byewuunyisa mukama byakola
teriyaliakisubira
ngefulesanyu
ekitibwa kigire mukama
kakibire mukama oyo yamanya amagenda gange n'amadda
Saba nango mvire yo mukama banji baseka teri ali achisubira tinange ndibera kubwendi na yabansekereranga nsekoza
we mukamuzi bakaliza kumatama webale webale mukama
Desert Island Discs on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
You're still on Desert Island Discs. I have Flavia Namakula, and now we get to know how she ended up in golf. It was by chance, really. It wasn't something you were aiming for, but now you are already part of the sports side or sports department in the army, and now they wanted a golf team. Explain to me if the army's golf team was supposed to compete with all the other to get to whatever levels. Does it still stand as the team of the army or army's team, whatever?
It does. It does stand. Okay. We have a team of eight playing, and we also have. So that time when we joined playing, because a year before that they had gone to Pakistan for the World Military Games, because every year we have World Military Games to play. So a year before, there were three of them who went. Yeah. But when he came back, because he told us that story, that is General Ivan Kreta now. He told us that story. That
he was playing.
Yeah, he was playing before. Mm. Yeah. So when he came back, he said, why can't we have a team?
That also competes.
PDF team, yeah. Mm. So when we started in May 2006, we had, in August, we went to Ireland. That was my first trip. You see where I come from? From a very challenging...
Humble
life, and then so I didn't know I would fly out. We were totally new.
How do you even gotten a chance to get to know each other as a team?
We did.
Okay.
We did. In the army, you have no choice. You've got to.
I like that honesty. Yeah. You have to just go with the flow.
Yeah. Mm. So it was interesting. I mean, we. So the team is there. We go for World Military Games.
Did you do well?
We for do that well. First I've got the first one. No,
trust in me, Ireland.
We
no.
didn't. Yeah, we didn't have handicaps then. Mm. We were totally new to the game. Mm. Yeah, because it takes time. It's a process.
Oh yes.
Yeah, but when I came back, I was like, "This is something I've got to take up."
This is something I've got to do at a high level.
Yeah.
I probably skipped this, but. When you say, looking back at the life that, you know, I was raised in and where I was, there were, as like you had said with the other song, but had you had any ambitions for anything before now the getting to university, even when you go to university, before the army conversation came in?
Yeah.
Had you wanted to be something? Either you were trying to do IT at the university.
There were two things I wanted. I wanted to do psychology from Chambogo. Mm. I didn't get, but Makere, I got IT.
Okay.
So
IT was the other thing?
Yeah.
Okay, IT that you wanted to do.
That I wanted to do. Hmm. Yeah.
Those are two different things from where your life ended up. Psychology, why?
Yes. Because I've told you my mom is a nurse, and when we grew up, we saw how she was handling people.
Yes.
The sick and all that. Mm. Some patients would come in and you're like, this one, you need to... she used to talk to them and all that. So I thought, I was like, no, I can't be a doctor. Mm. I can't be this. But I think there's something I can do that I can keep me around people.
Yeah, helping people.
Helping people, yeah. Mm. That was... Yeah.
Oh, that's how you ended up there.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you complete the IT degree?
I did. I did. That was 2010.
So you managed to balance both.
I did.
You managed to balance both. Mm. And then you decided to throw yourself into sport.
Yeah.
And make a career of sport.
Of sport. but also, I think I thought I could somehow get to work in the army.
Oh, okay.
But then golf took so much of the time, and I was like, no, I don't think I'm someone who wants to sit in the office.
Going to do? What did you want? What did you think?
Probably I would be in the IT department.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, No. Sports, I can't sit. I can't be in an office and sit and work. No.
You say golf takes time, but does it?
It does. Now where I am, it requires really a lot of time. Because we shall get there. I'm the national team coach, and I also have, I'm still playing professionally. So I don't think I can really
do something else.
Yeah.
When you said do something else, I also think about the ambitions of having a family of your own as well. Because you say, I'm with mom. There's a young sister who's now older, I think. She's not a baby anymore, who's also doing her own life.
Yeah.
If that takes that much time, when do you then find time to say, let me find someone, let me have a relationship, let me try and have a family? Do you or do you not?
It's something that I'm thinking.
It's okay.
Soon I think I'm going to
decide.
I'm going to decide.
If it takes that much time. Explain to us, because that's how many years now that you've been playing golf?
16.
Oof. 16 is a long time. You've said golf takes time.
It does.
So when did you get to a point, I don't know if it's a certain day, a certain game where you felt like, yeah, Flavia has got it. I've got it.
Actually, that was just 2 years after I had just started playing golf.
2 years?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? Is that a track record?
It is.
Because most people would get there after how long?
It takes them time.
Wow.
Just even dropping your handicap, that's another thing that has got to do with golf in detail. But dropping your handicap, some people take time. But for me to get to the single handicap, because I started on handicap 36. But
what is a handicap? I think all of us have heard that many times when golf is being discussed. And in English, handicap means something completely different.
It does, yeah.
Yeah?
It does,
it's,
yeah.
It's being almost disabled to do something. Is it the same thing with golf?
It's not the same thing. It has got, it's a number, or I would say it is, it's a handicap that you play, that
you start,
it's a number you
with.
Start off. Yeah, you start off.
Does everyone start with the same?
Not the same, because we all have different games. We all play, we are all on different levels. Some people really learn fast.
Yes.
Some don't. It takes people time. Some people quit even before they start.
Really?
They start playing on the course, yeah. So some people are like, I don't think I can manage this.
And you go. Yeah, so you started off at what number?
36.
36.
Yeah.
So you have to, reduce it?
You have to reduce it.
So you reduce it from 36 and the best would be?
The best would be plus, it goes to plus, yeah.
So you'd have to come from 36 to what?
In 2 years I came from 36 to handicap 7.
Woo! I may not understand it, but the number difference is...
It's
a big margin.
It's a big margin, yeah. So I dropped it from 36 to 7, and that was 2008. I won my first tournament in Kenya. Yeah.
So this is not Kenya, with the team. This is you.
Individually, yeah, because golf is an individual game, yeah.
Okay, so then explain to me how it works with the team.
We have the team thing as well, but still you're playing individually.
So all the 8 who were recruited for the team
now,
for the army, they all play individually, but then also as a team.
Yes.
Ah,
so we play, when we get to play as a team when we go for the World Meta Games.
Right.
That's when we get to play as a team.
But otherwise, training and all the playing is just you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now I understand it. Because when you said team coming in, assumed everybody plays.
No. We have a corporate membership as the
military UPDF team.
Yeah. But when it gets to playing, it's an individual game.
Yeah. You're earning your success and your scores as you,
as
Flavia
me.
Namakula,
yes.
Not
yes.
as a team.
No.
So you reduce it to 7 and you won. So your first win was that?
Yeah.
In Kenya.
Yeah. Kenya Stroke Play Championship.
Yeah. That were you the underdog? Did nobody expect you to?
Nobody expected it. And I was the first one outside Kenya to win that tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
And is that what then puts you in the spotlight where everybody says, this is someone
to
watch?
Yeah, it did.
What does it do for you? Because I don't know if you also expected yourself to win. And as much as you knew you were confident, Did you expect to win?
I think I expected to win.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that confidence. May we all have
it. I put in time. I put in the love. Mm. Yeah. So that is something that drives me because I've been a sportswoman. I really work hard.
Competitive in nature.
Competitively, yeah.
Yeah. Do these, because I need to ask this, the assumption in the world is that people who play golf are at a certain age. You need to be 60s onwards. People also assume it's quite expensive, so you put in versus you get. But it's a career for you. Sport is a career for you. Mm. So how can it be that you put in and you don't get paid? But then for you, now that with your story with the army, I assume because you're part of the army, UPDF, yeah. Mm. That's where your line of earning is,
yeah.
Not the sport.
Mm.
But if you've risen to the levels you have risen to as an individual, you don't then belong to the army.
I do belong to the army.
You still belong to the army.
Yeah.
So your success is not really your success. It's the army's success.
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Equal. Yeah. 50-50.
50-50,
yeah. So, but it's more of an individual, but also the army as well, because every time I win, they talk about the army. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of people in sport, the biggest complaint for other sports anyway, not golf, is the fact that there's no money, they're not getting paid, they're not getting... And which I appreciate because most teams play because of the passion, like you had mentioned. They're not necessarily playing because they want to earn millions.
Yeah.
They love what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I've never understood how anyone who's pro earns from golf. That has always baffled me because I just thought golf is something you put in money, you play, you get out.
Yeah, you put in money, but when it comes to professional, we play for money. Every tournament that is being put for the professionals, they put money. Or for the amateurs, they put money for the professionals. So when we compete, we are playing for money as professionals.
Right, to win money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also do coaching. Train people, so that's how we get money.
Right, yeah. Right. At the lower levels, or somebody who wants to change their game and do better.
Yeah, even professionals, you can even teach a pro. I
mean, really,
golf is a game where you have to learn
at any level. Clearly,
yeah. Even the Tiger Woods, McRoy, and all those, they still have people who train them.
Hmm.
Yeah,
fellow players,
professionals. Now, yeah, those are coaches.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's your third song choice or artist who rings a bell now?
Okay. Thinking Out Loud.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Hmm. You like good vibe music, feel good music. Now I'm getting to know.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands
don't play the strings the same way. I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs. I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm probably getting a golf lesson, theory-wise, with Flavia Namakula. What, apart from handicap, what else would we hear at a golf course that we wouldn't have known otherwise? So there's handicap, and then there is?
What would it be? That would be probably describing what a course is, a golf course, the parts of the course. It's too much into detail. Knowing what a tee box is, knowing what a general area is, knowing what a bunker is, the water hazards. Those are all parts of the course.
Of the course.
Yeah, the green.
Right.
The hole.
Mm.
Yeah.
So. And so in terms of, I understand when they play football, you kick a ball, it hits the net, it's a goal.
It is, yeah.
You know, that simple.
So in golf, you calculate from where each hole has got a tee box. Okay, where you start from.
Right.
Okay. So now, like Uganda Golf Club, we have, it's an 18-hole golf course.
Okay. Which we always hear that at World. 18-hole, okay.
Yeah, 18 holes. Some courses are 9. But every hole has a tee box where you start from. Okay. You either put a ball on the tee or you put it on the ground and you tee off.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's say you're playing, we have the par fives, we have par fours, we have par threes. Okay. So the par fives are normally the longer holes on the course. Then the par fours are next.
By longer, you mean farther.
Yeah, farther.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the par threes are the short holes. Yeah. And normally that's when you hear the short holes, people can get a hole in ones. Probably you've heard about.
Yeah, because you're much closer. It's right there.
Yeah, because when you tee off here and it goes directly into the hole.
Yes.
That's a hole in one.
Ah.
Yeah. And that happens normally on par threes. Yeah.
And is that common?
It is common.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
It's common. Because it doesn't look that hard to me. I'm like, I can see it right there.
It's more luck. Yeah. Seeing it there doesn't mean that you're going to put it in the
really?
Hole.
I'm like, how can you miss it? It's right in front of you.
Probably now you're talking about putting maybe. On the green when you're on the green.
When
but
you're,
we are
yes.
talking about from the tee to where the green
which
is.
Which is a bit of a distance.
Which is a distance also. Yeah. So it's kind of a luck. I mean, getting a hole in one.
So there's a bit of luck, not a bit, a lot of luck.
A lot of luck, yeah.
In golf.
Yeah.
So how do the Tiger Woods get to that level?
But that comes with practice.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you can work practice hard. Your luck.
You work hard.
Yeah.
The more you practice, the more you increase your luck, your luck and your chances of winning.
What's the typical, like for Flavia Namakula, what's it? Because you say you've dedicated most of your time now to the game.
Yeah.
What's your typical week like? So are you training every single day for a couple of hours? Are you, how much time in actual time are you putting in?
First of all, I work out in the morning.
Oh, so it's not just about the game.
It's not about the game.
Yeah,
you need to work out. I work out from working out. Then I go do range. Then I go play the course.
Every day?
Yeah. Every day. Sometimes I may not play the course, but be on the range. But working out, that is something that I do every day.
You have to be fit for the game?
You have to be fit for the game as a pro.
Oh, right, right, right.
As even amateurs. Even amateurs, those who are representing the country at the national level.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, so what are you, you're not running.
Mm.
What point do you need, maybe the arm strength? When do you need the fitness?
Yeah, you need strength. you need strength, you need mobility, flexibility, and all that. Yeah, you need all that.
Oh, okay.
And also working out also helps with, you work on your mental strength as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps on that. So,
that's something I didn't, because when you say focus and patience,
yeah.
It's you need those things course.
You need
because
all
you
that,
see some people who are playing golf and you're like, come on, Donald Trump is not it's nowhere not near fit. So let's not say you need to be fit to play golf.
Some people play it for leisure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So those you
networking,
don't have to be
yeah.
a lot more for that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've always heard that, you know, if you want to get to certain corporate or certain people, the golf course is where you do it.
Yeah.
And it's where it happens. In this country now, you are pro. That you're not the only one. There are a couple of people on that professional level.
Yeah.
So after Nairobi, there's been more.
There's been more. After Nairobi, 2008, I was the best player of the year. Was powered.
Mm-hmm. And it's not best female player. This is best player.
Yeah, of the month, actually.
Wow.
Not only that, but also the best female player. Of the year. This was for the month and the other one for the year.
General,
this
finale, yeah.
Yeah. Then I came back in 2009. I got my baby. Yeah, so that year I kind of...
Did you play pregnant?
For 4 months.
Oh, okay. It's that tasking that you can't keep playing throughout?
You can.
Oh, okay.
Can, but I just decided to go off.
It was a choice.
Decided to go off. Mm. But immediately after giving birth, I came back 2010, played, and then I won.
I was about to say, what was the comeback like?
Yeah. 2010, I won the Uganda Ladies Open.
Good job.
2010.
As a new mom?
As a new mom.
Imagine that.
September.
It doesn't slow you down.
It
know how people just imagine that, now Flavia will come back
because
slower.
Because I was young. It doesn't.
You were able to come back bigger and stronger.
Yeah, yeah.
2009, now the baby's not a baby anymore as well.
Yeah.
Couple of years now.
Yeah, she's 13.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Any interest that she has?
She plays golf as well. She plays golf.
Already?
It's just that she's in school, so she breaks off. She's on and off. Yeah.
But it must have been your choice. She has genuine interest.
Yes, I would say. It was, but she's interested also. Mm-hmm. She's very, very interested.
Yes. Wow. What is your next song choice?
That is going to be This Is Why I Love You.
That's D major.
Yeah.
Yes. I had this as one of the lineups for my wedding. I cannot forget it. It's a wonderful song. Good choices. This is where we are namesakes. Hey, yay.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love. I found love in you, and no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you.
Desert
Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
Desert yeah, Island like Discs it, yeah. And yes, yeah. I actually believe this was meant to be my first dance song. I don't know how it skipped, but it's a beautiful song. D major, Why I Love You. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So you're a mom to a 13-year-old who now also likes the sport. Have you been, because I think you definitely have been involved in sports also at a leadership level. And I know most people think sport and in this country is just dead because, you know, you're fighting wars of politics, you're fighting wars of lack of resources. What's been your experience in leadership with sport? I don't know, maybe golf, the side of golf is different from all the other sports maybe in the country as well.
It's been interesting.
Mm. Yeah, it's to been say the least.
But I love it. It involves so many things. I mean, working with people, getting to know people, understanding people. I also work more with the young ones. Yeah, those are mostly I work with those. Mm-hmm. And the adults as well. It's quite interesting with the young ones. Mm-hmm. They learn faster. I mean, they're interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Young people learn faster than the mm-hmm. older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because there's okay. Yeah, their minds are still open to to a lot of things. So right now you're at a point where you can coach. I do coach.
I do coach. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do coach because, like I told you, I'm the national team coach.
Yes. Yeah.
So I do coaching.
No, not just for the team, for any individual who would like, professionally to join at any point, even if it's for leisure, I guess. Yeah, let's clarify what it takes for someone to start golf. Because every time you told me, Flavia, just come and we start. Mm. What does starting mean?
Starting means you come, you start from the range.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you start from.
So what must I have that, or acquire to be, yeah?
For the start, I would say the clubs will be, I would provide the clubs.
When that's you come. That's the tools, the clubs, play.
Yeah, the clubs right. you used to play. Then the other thing, the fees that are required for the coach and also for the balls, yeah.
Okay, so you're not paying membership, you're paying for the service
for
of the coach.
Start, yeah.
Right.
Until you decide and say, okay,
this
now
is something
I've
I want
decided
to, do.
To start, this mm. is something I want to do. Then you decide to pay membership. You may decide to pay at Uganda Golf Club, or you may decide to pay at Entebbe.
Entebbe, yeah.
Or Serena or Lugazi. There are quite a number of courses where you can become a member.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that gives you the opportunity to play at Uganda Golf Club twice a month. Yeah, if you're a member in other clubs.
I thought when you are a member at Uganda Golf Club, you're pretty much a member at all the clubs.
If you are a member at Uganda Golf Club, mm-hmm. you can play any time you want.
But at only at Uganda Golf Club, not any
Even
of
Even other clubs you can play.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because I thought it's the overall umbrella.
It is.
Yes.
It is, yeah. But if you are a member of from Entebbe or
Lugazi,
Namlonge, where, then at Uganda Golf Club, you only play twice.
That's as much as leeway as you get.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good to know that you don't actually have to start off by buying the entire kit and everything and all of that. It's to approach someone like Flavia, who is a coach, and say, I would like to start. So as long as someone pays your fees as a coach, then the rest is just show up.
Yeah.
Learn,
show up and
get interest. If you're happy at that point, normally it takes people you coach how long? 3 months? 1 year?
It depends. It depends on the time that you have. Let's say you have time to play at least three times a week,
mm-hmm.
that will take you... short time to learn.
So it's time. It's time intensive. It's the more time you put in, the more chances you have.
The more chances of learning fast.
Right. Mm. You mentioned in the beginning that my life has been interesting.
Mm.
You know, it's come from far and whatever.
Yeah.
What else has life taught you through maybe different experiences, not just sports? What we call life experiences, things that you've learned on the journey of life so far?
I've learned how to let go. So many things. Yeah.
That's not easy.
It's not. It's not. Yeah. I've learned how to be patient. Yeah. So many things. I mean, because in the, I would still put it back to golf, because that's where my life is, basically.
Pretty much your entire adult life has been golf. Yeah.
Yeah. So it requires you to be patient, letting go. I mean, so much comes up. Competing, playing with other people, how people take you, how some people treat you. When you're out there on the course, let's say you're playing a big tournament, Uganda Open, and someone just says a word, and you feel like, really, I think I should respond back to this person. But then you're like, then what do I gain after that? You know, that's how I take my life. Humble and yeah.
And speaking of humble, and when you say such a thing, when you come to a golf course and you've joined the way you joined, which is, that is merit technically through the UPDF, not joined because you have billions sitting around and you just wanted to join. Is there a segregation or some sort of segregation on the course?
No.
Or the club?
No, it's not there.
That's good. So no one is counting who came in how and who has what?
No.
That's good. And what about the female perspective, men versus women in that sport?
No. With golf, we have different, women compete
differently.
We have a different category, and men also have their different category. But now when it comes to us, the professionals, the women, we are only two, me and Irene Nakalembe. So we compete with the men, the professionals. Yeah. Because we don't have our own
enough
association,
your,
and we are not, we are just two of us. When they put money, we have to compete with the men.
Yeah.
And we have to work hard to see that we make the cut and share. Yeah. We thank God that the ladies now, different clubs, ladies section, the lady captains now, when there are tournaments, basically ladies tournaments, they've been putting money for us, me and Irene. Then we go, the two of us, to compete.
So they've created a platform, an environment for you to, for the, even if it's just the two of you to still
it keeps us going. Yeah.
Wow. And you're only two because there are not enough women who are able to get to that level?
There. Women are there, but you know, getting to that level, some want to decide, some are like, ah, I don't want to go there and suffer like the way Flavia is suffering. And I
is Flavia suffering?
I'm not suffering. It's a choice, you know.
Yes.
I've chosen, probably because I'm a commander as well. So that puts me somewhere that make, I'm different probably from other people. And it's got to do with the mindset. What do you want?
So your army background is also
is
an
also
added advantage.
A big role in that.
Oh, wow. But so I thought it would be because typically maybe women have so many other things on their plate that they can't dedicate the exact same time that you would or anybody else would. But that's not the thing, is it?
It's not the thing, because we've got so many young girls coming up. And I'm pushing many of them. I'm hoping like 3 years to come we should have
enough people.
We should have the young ones coming on board and deciding this is where we want to be. Golf is changing really a lot. There are so many scholarships. I mean, the young ones are getting... right now, we have quite a number of boys in the USA. They got scholarships. They're in college. But the thing, we are lacking girls. Girls are not there. So we are working on that
to see convince
that we can
them.
Get girls also qualify for the... to go to the college.
That level.
Yeah.
What's the earliest someone can start to play?
Six years. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And can I start at this age and end up at a pro golfer stage like you?
It's all about the mindset. It's all about the mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a football thing where past a certain age you can't.
No. And golf is not all about like becoming a pro. It doesn't mean that you should be playing or you should be good really at it. But being a pro, you can go do a course, okay? There are PGA courses. You can be a pro at coaching. It's not about playing.
Just the playing.
Yeah.
Okay. So all these years that, as we wrap up, all the years you've been in sport as an athlete in school and outside of school, and you now going back to try and convince young students, girls and boys, to just get into sport, especially golf. What are you seeing as a difference? Because there's a world that is convincing a lot of young people to go into tech, for example, because that's the in thing. Everyone should go into IT and all its, you know, AI. And then there's you advocating for sport. Is there interest there? Are you seeing more parents open to their children getting into it and children as well getting into it?
Yeah, there are more parents now. We see more kids coming in as well. But we don't say that you come to sports and leave the education part of it. No, you got to balance the two if you really want to take up the sports part of it.
Okay? Yeah.
Because the papers, I mean, when you have something to fall back to, it helps also. Okay. Because they're not going to be in sports your entire life. And also there's somewhere where your papers are going to help you, even if you're in sports.
Even if it's
So I think they are trying to introduce all these games to
schools, because that's a great entry.
Yeah,
if it's already in class, in school, and it's open for entries, then I start to get the interest earlier.
Yeah.
Because the reason people like basketball and swimming and everything, there's already a club in
school.
Yeah.
But also the Uganda Golf Union is trying to trying to see how they can introduce golf in schools. Yeah, that also is going to help us, coaches and all that, train kids in school.
Yeah. Information is power. Yeah. So now we know. Yeah. Well, thank you for making time. I think this is the first time we've had a career or life athlete, you know, someone whose entire life is dedicated around sport.
Yeah,
and it's been, and I'm glad it's a female, because before we bring the men, we've had the perspective of a female. What's your final song choice?
My final is going to be To Love a Woman.
Is that Enrique? I couldn't tell your character throughout this music. I couldn't put my finger on it, but it's good music. It's good music, and we definitely enjoy. Thank you, Flavia, for making the time.
Thank you so much
for being here. Yeah, and now that you've made this date, I will make a date and also come to the golf course.
Please,
at least just once.
I'm waiting,
and let's see what happens that one time.
I'm waiting. At least if you don't, then you bring the young one to start.
There you go. Yep. Now I have a good reason. Two good reasons. So I'll definitely come.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but she drives me crazy. I don't know what she does, but she drives me wild. And only she can let me be the man I wanna be. Or she can leave me helpless as a child. Don't know how it is, but she has the power. She can make me laugh when I wanna cry. Oh yeah. She tells me that I'm in control, but I know it's just a lie. And I don't mind, no. Will she love you tomorrow like she loves you today? Guessing what she's yours if she stays, and that's what it feels like to love a woman. To love a woman. When you're looking in her eyes, you can see forever,
forever.
By the beauty of her soul.
Oh yeah. You know you're never gonna find a woman like this again.
So don't
let go.
Don't let go. Will she love you tomorrow like she loves you today? She can keep your heart guessing, but she's yours if she stays. And that's what it feels like to love a woman.
Wrong or right, you know it in the end. you do it all again
to love a woman.
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.